What's the matter, Debbie?
I feel bloody awful.
Oh, yes. Say, you look it. Have you got a temperature?
Shouldn't be surprised.
Oh, neither should I. The racket that's going on downstairs. Any pain?
No.
Oh, dear, what is it? Don't cry. What's the matter?
I can't stop. That's what's the matter.
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm not. I can't. I've been crying for years, and now I can't stop.
Well, it stopped when I came in.
No, back and come in again, then.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Here.
What are you up to?
I'm holding you.
Oh.
Just keep crying. Go on, keep crying. Oh, it's difficult to get near you with all that stomach.
Oh.
All right. Keep going. Quite rhythmical, really. How long have you been doing this?
About now.
You must be awfully tired.
I am.
I'm not surprised. Keep going. That's it. You're nice and warm.
So are you.
Good. Come on, you're letting up. What did you want to see me for, anyway?
I wanted you to cheer me up.
Oh. I wouldn't mind someone doing that for me. I don't feel very cheerful either.
You're the same.
Well, I have felt more blithe and bonny. You don't want me, you know. What you want is a hot water bottle. And an aspirin. Oh, they're always Cressy's answer to everything. Oh, are you allowed?
What?
Aspirin.
Why not?
Well, I mean, what does your doctor say?
Oh, he's given me tranquilizers.
Are you sure they're all right?
Why not? I couldn't care less anyway.
Where are they?
Dunno. Oh, they're on the crate. Oh, no, don't move, no. No, you can reach them.
Just about.
Good. Here give them here.
How many are you supposed to have?
I'm only taking one.
All right.
I don't know what's come over me. Tranquilizers. Hey, what are you moving for?
I was going to get you some water.
Oh, no. Keep holding me.
How are you going to swallow it?
I'll chew it.
Okay.
Yuck.
You'll feel better soon.
Feel better now. A bit.
That's right.
Promise me something.
What?
Just stay here like this till I go to sleep.
Oh. Yes, I think I can manage that.
Good. Thanks.
Think nothing of it. I'll be here.
You know something, Dickon? You'd make a much better mother than I would.
Oh, good Lord.
Jeremy, why aren't you asleep, darling?
I'm watching.
Watching what?
What's going on in the freezer plant?
You can't see anything from that window, can you?
Yes, I can see the lights.
Oh, yes, through the skylight. I think you'll have to promise to keep your curtains closed tomorrow night, darling.
Oh.
Come on now, lie down.
And I can smell the cooking.
So can I.
They're making steak and kidney pies, aren't they?
Very probably.
Mm. You can smell them.
Yes. Tuck down, please, Jeremy.
It's fun, isn't it?
That's better. Good night, darling.
Mummy, are you and Matt cross with each other?
No. Well, yes, we are.
Oh.
But it's grown up and it's perfectly all right. Now, promise me, please, that you won't get out of bed after I've gone.
I promise.
I'll be back before long.
Well, where are you going?
To the restaurant. Just for a little while, to see how everything's going.
Does Andre like being back at the restaurant instead of here?
I'm sure he does, darling.
I wouldn't.
Well, Andre does. Now, good night.
No, I do not allow it.
Just keep your voice down, please, Mr. Villeneuve.
You are telling me to shut up?
No, just to stop shouting. The customers can hear.
Then you bring back my sweet trolley.
It's here.
And you take off the roulade.
That's one of Pryor's specialities.
His specialities here are my specialities. Also, that cake.
That is coffee meringue gatto, and it's the most popular sweet on the trolley.
Not anymore. Jane, you will remove it, please.
Blimey.
You will place there the butterscotch trifle. Thank you. And the rhubarb compote. Excellent. And now the sweet trolley may go.
Well, what am I to do with the other two things?
I shall not suggest.
Put them in the fridge, Jane.
Well, there isn't any room.
Well, just put them on the side there, then. We'll find room for them on the trolley later.
Over my dead body.
If necessary. Okay, wheel it in.
It looks good.
It looked pretty good before.
We don't argue. Besides, what is the point? Either I am the chef or I am not the chef. Why am I here?
No comment.
Please, I wish to speak.
I have to get back to the customers, Mr. Villeneuve.
And I have to please them. I am a master chef, diplomat.
You're a superb chef, Mr. Villeneuve. No one's disputing that.
Then I am satisfied.
Table 4 is asking for the coffee meringue gâteau.
Sacre bleu! Nom de nom de Dieu de Dieu!
What is going on in here? What's the matter, André?
Matter? Mrs. Pryor. He interferes. I run the kitchen. Here, I am in charge of the cuisine. I do not have the manager cooking.
Of course not, André.
Then please take him away.
You'd better go through.
Right.
You too, Jane. Now, André. Oh, and take that coffee gatto with you. Someone's left it off the trolley.
Ah!
Hello? Well, look who's here.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Hi.
What's the matter with you? You look a wreck.
Yeah, I feel it.
Had a good sleep.
You must be joking.
Well, you were out like a light last time I saw you.
Come and join us.
Why don't you go and find yourself a drink?
No, come over here.
No, thanks.
All right, be like that then.
Where's Dickon? Dickon.
Oh, somewhere around.
Well, he went off with Vicky.
What do you mean he went off? Where?
It's a big party.
And she dragged him off.
By the hair, man. After she clapped him.
Oh.
Mummy?
Huh? Who's that?
It's me, Mummy.
Jeremy, what are you doing here?
I can't get to sleep.
Oh, darling.
I can't. It's all the noise.
What noise?
Well, the cooking and things from the freezer. You can't hear it in here, but you can in my room.
It can't be that bad, Jeremy.
It is. And I've got a Latin test tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Can I get into bed with you, Mummy?
Oh, I suppose so. Come on, then.
Can I?
Yes, but shut the door first.
Matt,
move up a bit, will you? Move up, darling. That's better. Your feet are absolutely freezing, Jeremy. Why didn't you put your slippers on?
It's nice and warm in your bed.
Yes, well, just snuggle down, darling. There. Don't worry about the Latin. Don't worry about anything.
Oh, I can't stand any more of this.
Where are you going, Mike?
Where do you think?
You can't go over there. Not in your dressing gown. They won't take any notice anyway. Please, don't go over there,
I'm
Mike.
I'm not going. I'm going downstairs to fix myself a drink.
Oh.
You want one?
Yes, please.
What?
Whatever you're having. Wasn't that the front door?
Yeah, it sounded like it. I'll go and see.
Would you be careful, darling?
You don't think I'm going to meet a burglar with a cosh, do you?
You never know.
Oh. If you hear me yell, dial 999, will you? Hello? Anyone there?
It's me. Oh, Rob.
It's Rob, darling.
Is he only just coming in?
You just in?
Yes, I went out for a meal. All night place.
Oh.
I didn't wake you up, did I?
No, don't worry. I haven't been asleep yet.
You will have noticed the party down the road.
Yeah, they seem to be making quite a row, don't they?
I'll say. It's been like that since about 8 o'clock. Dickens let me down.
Dickon? What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Not the right time of night for heavy humour, is it?
What did you mean about Dickon?
Well, I meant he hasn't had a particularly calming influence on them. For the party, I asked him to keep them in order. You don't want a nightcap, do you?
No, thanks, no. He's over at the party, is he?
Well, I assume so. I haven't heard him come in anyway.
Well, maybe I'll wander over there.
What, now?
Well, I was invited. And it still seems to be going with a swing, and I haven't seen Vince or Carol for quite a while. Yeah, I think I will.
Ah. Well, maybe you'll succeed where Dickon failed.
What do you mean?
Oh, God, you're a bit slow on the uptake tonight, Rob. Look, just tell them to belt up, will you?
Blimey, enough to give you a headache for life. You're not still at it, you two, are you?
Haven't you found Dickon yet, Debbie?
No, I haven't been looking.
He's in there.
Where?
There.
Go and have a deco.
I thought we were supposed to be celebrating the big turn-on.
Dickon?
I say, who is it?
Turn that light off!
Sorry.
You're a couple of sods. You might have told me.
Told you? I should have thought it was obvious.
Well, what do you think they were doing? Playing tiddlywinks?
Thank you.